to talk to you about this woman that I just found on the internet. Megan Coyle is my new creative hero. Honest to God, I'm telling you, she graduated from college in 2008, which means she's just 2 years younger than I am, with a degree in painting and creative writing. But despite her formal training in painting, she worked on collage in her free time and created a series of collage portraits for her senior thesis exhibition. Since then, she has continued to develop and hone her collage technique that she calls painting with paper, where she recreates the look and feel of a painting through the manipulation of magazine scraps. Fascinating, beautiful stuff. Her collage work is remarkable, and you can see examples of it on her website at www.mcoyle.com or on my blog at marklipinski.com. She's featured in the July-August 2011 issue of Somerset Studio Magazine, where they featured three of her collages. And she just recently finished writing and illustrating her first children's book called Duck and Fish that she self-published. I am so happy to welcome the very talented collage artist Megan Coyle to Creative Mojo. Hi, Megan.
Hello. How are you doing?
I love you.
Thank you.
I love you. You are so talented. But I have to ask you a question. How does one start out as a collage artist? Where did you even begin with that?
Oh, I really don't know. It just kind of happened after just experimenting with different types of mediums. I just kind of fell into it and really enjoyed it.
And so when did you first start doing collages? Was this in college that you started, or was this even before then?
I actually started in high school. I started working on collages where, you know, I was cutting out colors and textures like I do now, although I also had a tendency of drawing on top of the collages with oil pastel. I remember people were just asking me, you know, like, why do you spend all this time cutting and pasting paper and then you're just drawing all over on top of it? And so I realized, you know, maybe I should start trying to just work purely with paper. And that's how I gradually came to the type of technique that I'm using now.
So what about collage work is really appealing to you? Is it actually, is it repurposing? Is it the green aspect of it? Is it the texture of a collage versus a painting? What is appealing to you about collage work?
What I really enjoy about it is just how flexible the medium is. And again, I also enjoy how you can repurpose, you know, recycled materials. I'm really drawn to the idea of artwork that looks like it's made from one material, but it was actually made from an entirely different material. So this idea of being able to kind of make your collage kind of mimic another material is kind of really fascinating to me. And I also like how there's always an element of surprise with the textures that you can find when you're flipping through a magazine and you see, various photographs, and there's all kinds of patterns that you can discover while you're working on one of these collages. And in general with collage, I think it's just amazing how many possibilities there are with all the different materials you can use. I just work with magazines at the moment, but, you know, there's all kinds of materials you can use, just like found papers, and as well as like fabric and paper that you can buy at a store, just whatever you can find around your house.
And that's really, I mean, that's the exciting part to me, because Megan and I both have quite large stashes of fabric and embellishments. And this is something that, and the reason I wanted to have you on the show is because this whole idea of collage really can translate to so many different mediums, either as art journals and as mixed media, what you're doing just with paper. And there are so many different types of collages. There are paintings that you could actually paint and kind of deconstruct and put them back together, right? I mean, anything that is really, you know, a quilt for us is just three layers of anything that's sewn together. But a collage is really anything that you kind of piece together into a one cohesive piece of work, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. I how much time a day do you spend working on your art?
Well, I should really spend more time on it. I have a tendency of getting sucked into the marketing world with going online and just, you know, trying to share my work with other people. But I really could spend more time on it. But whenever I do set aside, like a day to work on collages, it's just amazing how quickly the time goes by. I just get into the zone, and before I know it, you know, it's dark outside and, you know, time to go to sleep.
Yeah, well, that I think that happens with all of us. The best intentions of the creative soul. And then, oh, look, hurt. That happens with a lot of us. I want to talk about your process, if we can, for a moment. And I also have a question from someone who has actually written in to ask a question of you. When you start planning a collage, where do you begin? If I wanted to do something like you, or say with fabric, for instance, what do I do? Do I just start collecting the magazines? Do you start stripping the paper first? How do you organize that? And do you draw out an idea first, or do you just start cutting and pasting?
Mm-hmm. Well, it starts out of collecting magazines, and whenever people hear that I do this, they donate all their old magazines to me, so I have quite a collection. And so I have, you know, a good stash to kind of like page through and select paper from. And I also have a tendency from time to time I'll pull out if I find certain colors within a magazine, I'll tear out the pages and put them in folders based on colors. So if I don't really feel like paging through like 10 magazines to try and find a particular color, I can just pull out one of these folders and see if I can find something that I already pulled out earlier. And each one of my collages does start out with a sketch, but before I do that, I usually like to take lots of pictures whenever I go on trips around town or to other cities. And then when I come back home, I'll kind of sort through the photographs that I've taken to figure out what the composition will be for my collage. And I'll pull various elements for that composition from different photographs. Like, you know, I might just pull a figure from one photograph and then the background from another and kind of incorporate those together for the sketch that I do. And the sketch can be a really rough sketch or it can be more detailed. When it comes to my portraiture work, I have a tendency of really trying to get it pretty detailed, especially if I'm working for a client. I want to make sure that the likeness is pretty good. So I really make sure that I spend as much time as possible to get that figure sketched out properly. And then once I do that, I start paging through my magazines and cutting out different shapes of paper based on the highlights and shadows that I see in these photographs that I actually use as a guide as I work through my collage. And I'm not really trying to recreate these photographs that I've taken before. I'm just trying to get an idea of what the lighting needs to look like, and I'll kind of make up the colors and other elements of the artwork as I go along.
I love it that you just kind of like surrender to the paper. You just kind of let your muse take over. And, you know, I talk about that so often on my own blog about how letting go and just going, you know, letting your muse kind of pick and choose for you. Sometimes that freedom and letting go of control actually helps you create your art rather than hinders you.
Mm-hmm. And especially with the materials that I'm using, there's always that surprise, that element of surprise when I come to a page where I find a specific texture that I had no idea I'd stumble onto and that it actually will work with the piece. Or sometimes, you know, it won't work and I'll end up collaging over it. But I really like how there's always some bit of surprise as I'm working one of these pieces.
Meg Cox and I have been talking with the phenomenal collage artist, Megan Coyle. Feel free to give us a call and chat with us with any of your questions or comments about your own collaging, your inspiration, your process, or whatever has grabbed your attention during this interview at 877-864-4869. We'll be right back with more Megan Coyle. Again, I'm Mark Lipinski here with today's co-host, Meg Cox. We'll be right back after the short break. You're listening to Creative Mojo with Mark Lipinski.
What's going on in the do-it-yourself community? Problem solving for crafters and getting that creative jolt. That's what we're working on right now. This is Creative Mojo with Mark Lipinski on TogiNet.com. And we'll be right back after these.
Now this Saturday morning, we're going to count them down one more time from number 40 all the way to number 1 with the official Classic Hits Countdown, the American Rock and Roll Countdown. We'll count down the biggest hits of the 70s with interviews and artist information, news, weather, sports, you name it, we'll have it this Saturday morning, 9 o'clock Eastern, right here on TogiNet for the American Rock and Roll Countdown.
The American Rock and Roll Countdown. Remember when you first caught the quilting bug? Suddenly, nothing in the world was more fun than fabric and thread. And now, each new project is like an exciting trip you can't wait to take. We know that feeling. That's why we created the Janome Horizon, the sewing machine every quilter dreams of. With 11 inches to the right of the needle, it features the widest bed in its class. You won't believe the automatic plate converter, which converts to a straight stitch needle plate at the push of a button. The AccuFeed system features top layer of fabric in perfect coordination with the bottom. Even the needle plate helps you sew, with innovative markings for needle drops, cornering guides, and seam lines. Plus 250 stitches, an extension table standard, adjustable knee lift, and speeds up to 1,000 stitches per minute. There's more of everything, including more value. You get all of these features for one of the best prices on the market today. Visit Janome.com to find your local Janome dealer and find out how affordable it is to bring a Horizon into your home. Welcome back to Creative Mojo on TogiNet. Dive into the info and enjoy everything from celebs to entertainment news to recipes to product reviews and what's hot and what's not on the newsstands, blogland, scrapbooking and paper crafts, primitive crafts and green projects, quilting and needlework, knitting, painting, woodworking, Christmas crafts, and so much more. Hang on, here we go for more Creative Mojo on TogiNet. And here again is your host, Mark Lipinski.
Hi, welcome back to Creative Mojo with Mark Lipinski. I'm Mark Lipinski. I'm sitting here with Meg Cox, the internationally known journalist, book author, lecturer, president of the board for the Alliance for the American Quilt. Meg and I are both sitting here in our bikinis because it's so hot here. And, actually, that's not true. I'm in a one piece. Meg is in a bikini. And our guest is Megan Coyle, who is in Washington, D.C. She's a phenomenal collage artist. I assume that it's much warmer in Washington than it is here. Megan, what are you wearing?
Just a dress.
Oh, no bikini? Oh, Megan, we thought you'd get in.
No, I know. I don't know. Walking down the streets, I kind of want to wear a dress.
Okay. Actually, Meg is really wearing a dress, too, and so am I. Meg, you had a question for Megan, didn't you?
Yes, Megan. I'm just wondering, just sort of a fun question, are there any kind of really off-the-wall kind of magazines that you return to over and over again? I mean, do you look in Playboy? Do you look in, like, you know, Automotive Mechanics magazine? I mean, where are you finding some of this stuff that surprises you?
Well, the magazines that I like best are fashion magazines, because the ads that you find in those types of magazines are just so colorful, and you can always find really interesting textures in them, too. Oftentimes, people will give me catalogs, because they'll think that, since I'm a collage artist, here's some paper, you can work with this, although catalogs are actually kind of the most difficult to work with, simply because, usually there's just small pictures of items that you can't really get too much color from when you're kind of cutting out these shapes.
Hey, Megan, we have a phone call, question that someone wrote in. Actually, she's a very famous designer herself, Linda Lum de Bono. She wrote in. She's in Canada right now, and she's on her way. That's why she wrote it. She wrote, Megan, your collages are gorgeous. What paper do you use for your collages to glue on? She says, I think that Megan uses repositionable glue and varnish, but is there a brand of repositional glue that she prefers? And what is a UV varnish?
The type of glue that I use, I just use Elmer's glue, for a glue stick. I'm starting out with my collages. It makes it so they're more flexible, so if I'm not liking the way a collage is turning out, I can always lift up pieces and move them around, since it's not a really permanent glue at all. And then once I'm finished, I varnish it with a UV protective varnish, which helps protect the paper from light. And I use Liquitex. They have a variety of matte varnishes that you can work with, and so I prefer using them. And I'll brush on a couple layers on top of my collages to make sure I can seal in all those pieces. Since I'm using a glue stick, it would be easy for these pieces to kind of fall off the paper that I'm working on. So it's necessary that I'm able to seal those in. And I work on top of thick watercolor paper usually.
Oh, that's interesting, because I was wondering, because I've actually known some paper collage artists who use stretched canvas, which I thought was weird. You know, they kind of gesso it and then they collage over that. But you find that the watercolor paper is probably best.
Yeah, especially since, I start off using a glue stick. I think it would probably be a little bit more difficult to work on canvas since you're working with a rougher surface that I'm not sure if it would stick as well as it does on paper.
I'm also curious about when you are recommending for someone who's just beginning as a collage artist, after you rip out the paper, do you tear your pieces of paper, your magazine pieces, into strips or shapes, or do you actually use scissors to cut them? Are you using an X-Acto knife or a rotary cutter? How do you get the shapes you want?
I actually just use a pair of scissors. Sometimes if I'm working on a collage and I want the background to be abstract, I might tear some of the strips out. Although usually I'm just working with a pair of scissors to cut out all the pieces, which can be a little difficult when I'm working on my smaller pieces. The smallest size that I work in is 5x7. And sometimes to get, all that little detail that when you're working on such a small piece, it can be a little difficult with scissors. But it is my preferred tool, so that's what I use.
You know, it's really interesting because your work is so detailed and so beautiful, and yet it really is a very inexpensive art medium, isn't it? I mean, you're using recycled magazines. Watercolor paper is probably the most expensive piece of your collage.
Yes, and the frame.
That's just amazing. We have a phone call from Pam. Hi, Pam. You're on Creative Mojo with Mark and Meg and the fabulous collage artist, Megan Coyle.
Well, hello there. Long time no talk to.
Hi.
Hi. I have to say, I am so thrilled and just a blast from the past. Listen to Megan about her collages. When I was a teenager, I had a collage that covered about 5 feet by 5 feet of my bedroom wall. And it was just very abstract, and this conversation is bringing back such wonderful memories, with the exception that I had to paint the wall before we moved, but it's just wonderful, and I've been kind of stuck a little bit, and I think I want to start playing around with some collage. This is what a great guest, Mark.
Well, first of all, her collages are great, but also, keep in mind, again, that no matter what your medium, and this is why I cover all these kinds of things on Creative Mojo, no matter what your medium of choice, if you're a fabric person, if you're a paper person or a paint person or a clay person, that mixing it up a little actually makes your primary craft that much better. So if you are a quilter or a textile artist, actually, taking Megan's inspiration or taking inspiration from Megan, actually, and actually starting working with paper, you actually start looking at your fabrics a little differently. You look at your textures a little differently, and vice versa. If you're a paper artist and you want to work in clay, you start seeing different things. And so that's why it's so important that we talk to other people outside of our industry of choice.
Yeah.
And I think it's very exciting. I mean, when I see Megan's stuff in paper, and I think, oh my gosh, I could do that in fabric. And then I think, well, why can't I do that in fabric on paper? Start cutting and then sewing on my paper? Just like Megan talked about how she did her collages and then she painted over it. Talk about texture. Megan, where do you go next with all this stuff? Thanks for calling, Pam. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call.
Megan, where are you going to go next with this stuff? I mean, you started, are you going bigger? Are you going different medium? Where are you going?
I'm actually interested in incorporating my artwork with technology a little bit. I actually have a brother who's a 3D animator, and we worked on a collaborative project where I came up with a concept sketch for a character, and he created a 3D model of the character. And then I collaged out the texture that he then took. I took photographs of the texture that I collaged out. And he took these images and wrapped them around the 3D model to create kind of like a three-dimensional collage character. And I've also done a little bit of experimentation with working with 2D animation. And I'm just interested in seeing the different ways of working with collage and incorporating it with animation, as well as film, because oftentimes people are really curious about how my artwork is made, and I think it would be great to film one of my collages being made from start to finish and then kind of speeding up the footage and putting it online or somewhere where I can share it with everyone and they can really get a better idea of my process.
You know, that's a really neat, really great idea. I love that. But you've also mixed your creative writing background with your collage background in your book.
Yes, I have. It actually had been a while since I worked on any writing projects since college. I kind of lost interest in writing after I graduated and was really into, you know, pursuing a career in art. But after working on this children's book, I'd like to work on a few more in the future as well. Possibly a series with the two characters that appear in this first one, Duck and Fish.
And where do you get this book? Can you do we get it from your website?
Yes. It's available in the store section of my website, and it's self-published with Blurb.
Oh, it's published with Blurb. Perfect. Again, Megan Coyle, I want to thank you for taking the time to chat with us today on Creative Mojo. I've been very inspired. Meg, are you out?
Absolutely.
I'm ready. So,
cut me some paper.
I'll never throw away another magazine, much to the chagrin of my family. Linda Lundebono is coming over here next week. We're going to do a big collage. And Megan, I'm going to show it to you, and you must promise to love it and not hate it. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Good. To get to Megan's blog, her website, and to see her work, as well as any additional contact information and other ways to connect with her, I have links on my blog at marklipinski.com. So head there and engage Megan Coyle. You won't be sorry. You'll be happy you did. It's all very, very inspirational. Don't go away. My co-host Meg Cox and I will be right back with Needle Love's Renee.